This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. You can actually create the content, submit whatever you want right there to the front page of the website. Others can vote it up or down as they so choose. So go to freetalklive.com to do that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Mark, you've come across a poll that is pretty revealing, at least of one perspective, that many Americans appear to share in their skepticism towards the political process, towards the governmental system, this thing that has been called the greatest system in the world. It's the best in the whole world that we have here purportedly in the United States, but apparently people aren't so happy about it.
Yeah, this is from the SunTimes.com, and it's about a Rasmussen poll. And apparently the largest amount of Americans ever think that the elections here in the United States are rigged and unfair. Now, I don't know what I think about the word rigged, but unfair seems pretty obvious to me.
Well, there's been some evidence that the electronic voting systems have holes in them. You know,
they certainly can be hacked.
Back doors, they can be manipulated. There's also been evidence before the electronic voting systems of various different elections offices that have had corruption issues with votes not being counted or lost, with quotes around it. All kinds of stuff has happened over the years.
I'm not going to dispute any of that right now. We can get into that a little later. I want to read this article.
Oh, I don't have any of that. I don't plan to get into it later, but go ahead.
Okay.
Just saying, people are skeptical for good reason.
Yeah, national poll shows that nearly half of Americans say elections aren't fair, which is the highest amount since 2004 when the poll began. So the highest amount of Americans say elections aren't fair. Where does the unfairness come into play? Of those polled, 68% said that members of Congress get reelected because the election process is rigged to benefit incumbents. That seems obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how they could even make it so it's not that way. For instance, I write my Congress critter on a relatively regular basis. I use the system over at downsizedc.org to do it, and they send me things back on a pretty regular basis. If they'll send me back a letter, you know, some kind of form letter talking about the issue I talked about. Oh yes, this person has expressed concern about this particular issue, the NDAA. Mm-hmm. They'll send back a form letter that basically explains the NDAA situation and doesn't say what they're going to do. Don't worry, your congressman is your Congress critter is vigilantly looking at this issue. Well, that person knows what they're going to do, and you know why they're going to do it.
It's probably not what you want.
It likely isn't. Yeah. But I mean, even if it were, it probably doesn't have anything to do with me. But what they also do is they send me emails and letters on a pretty regular basis, wishing me a happy Memorial Day or a happy Independence Day or these kind of things. So they use government stationery and government envelopes and government computers. Mostly, I seem to get emails. I don't get as many you know, letters, but it doesn't really matter. They're trying to get their face and their name in front of me on a regular basis. I'm in advertising. I know what this means. I know the vast majority of Americans don't know who they're voting for. They don't know all the candidates on the ballot. And how many times have you gone in on a local election? You, the listener, how many times have you gone in on a local election and not known anybody who's there and just been like, let me see, what kind of name do I like? Oh, Anderson, that's a nice name. And you check that box. Mm-hmm. People do this. I have done this, and I'm ashamed to say it, but it's the God's honest truth. I think that most people who have voted in this country
at least once have probably done,
have done that. And the politicians know this. They don't need to serve 100% of the people. They only need to serve 2% of the dum-dums that aren't paying attention that somebody told them they need to go out and vote.
You know, I'm skeptical about this poll, Mark. I mean, on one hand, you said, what, 68%?
68% said members of Congress now, get reelected because of the election process is rigged to benefit incumbents.
Just to be clear, that's 68% of the people who think the system screwed up, right?
It says 60 of those polled, 68%.
Oh, of those polled. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Of those polled. That's the whole sample. So there was another percentage you gave prior to that with the amount of people who think
it must be part of that 48% because it doesn't make any sense that 68% is larger than 48. So there you go.
That's another good point.
Yeah.
So you've got these people saying that, oh, the system's all messed up, and, oh, yeah, I recognize that the incumbents have these benefits, and that's not good. But how many of those 68% vote for the incumbent? I don't know if they asked that question in this poll, but I'd be very interested with a follow-up question. You know,
What difference does that make? Whether you think the incumbent has an unfair advantage and then you choose to vote for the incumbent doesn't really matter. By the way, I'd like to make the further point that only 9% of the people polled in this disagree with that statement. So 90% of, fewer than 10% of people believe that somehow politicians win. Incumbents win because they've done a good job.
Mm-hmm.
9%.
Yeah.
That is staggering.
Well, that shows
supposedly
a level of cynicism.
The home of the free, land of the brave stuff.
Well, my point is that shows a level of cynicism, at least from that polling question's perspective as far as those people. But how many of them are voting for those very same incumbents that they're so cynical about? That's all.
What difference does that make?
Question. I don't know how I can explain it to you.
It
shows inconsistency.
Sure.
If somebody says, oh, yeah, I'm really concerned with all these incumbents getting elected, and then checks the box for the incumbent, what are we talking about here?
Well, you know, I think that it's also interesting is that the Declaration of Independence says that governments derive their authority from the consent of the governed. 19% of voters. And this is not the people that don't vote, just voters. And I think people that don't vote matter in the United States, too. Voters think that the federal government today has consent of the governed.
19% of them.
19% of voters believe. So this is it. 4 out of 5 American voters do not believe that the government has the consent of the people.
That's interesting.
Now, I'm not claiming that we're ready for a revolution.
I don't want a revolution.
I sincerely hope we're not.
Secession.
But I really have to ask, what is going on in Washington, D.C., that so few of its constituents feel served? Now, the government is supposed to be an organization that serves. But nobody, that's what it's supposed to be, right? But
nobody would do business
with this organization. I mean, apparently, 4 out of 5 people would leave.
Some people would do business, like the connected corporations, the buddies of the people.
The connected corporations only want the government because they can force people to do things. The connected corporations will
leave. They're serving them, aren't they?
They certainly
are. Those corporations are being served, and so are the interests of the people inside the government. They're serving themselves.
They're serving up tax livestock, which is what
you and me,
you and I are. We're just tax livestock. We're livestock that to produce tax in the way that cows produce milk. They're serving us up on a golden platter. They're getting their business. The corporations are buying their business from the politicians, and I think that that's another reason that people don't feel like the system is fair.
So on one hand, you've got again, and I think another contradiction here. You've got people saying 1 out of 5 are saying they think that the government has the consent of the governed. You said 19%, so about 1 out of 5 people say that. But yet, they continue on paying taxes, they continue on obeying, they continue on jumping through all the hoops. I mean, probably 90% of people will do as they're told, and how many of those people will vote to put you in a jail cell if you're in front of a jury for not paying taxes?
Well, people often make fun of, jeer, and wish the worst on the people that are a little braver than they are.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people in this country, I wonder as a percentage, how many of these people in this country pay their taxes because they're scared? And that's the number one reason they pay taxes. Not because they feel served, which 4 out of 5 voters do not.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting poll result.
I don't
Somebody
even know.
Asked that question.
But here it says the most pessimistic finding yet, 7% of those polled thinks the average representative in Congress listens to voters the most, rather than 83%, which believe their congressional representatives listen to their party leaders more than voters that they represent. And I mean, does anybody out there really believe that representatives in Congress listen to you?
Who can believe that?
What's that?
I said, who could believe that?
There's not a lot of evidence for it.
It's so obvious that they don't care about you. But what is the point of all this? I mean, this isn't news, is it? I mean,
this is news.
People have been skeptical of Congress for a long time.
These are the highest numbers yet, Ian.
Right.
That makes it news.
So well, now what, though?
Well, what do you mean, now what? The news just came out. What do you want?
Okay, everybody's upset. Okay.
So what do you think? Listener, do you think that the government has the consent of the governed? What should we do about it?
Does it have your consent? And if you don't consent, how do you express that? The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. We'll continue in moments. Of course, you can also bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. The consent of the governed, 855-453.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves toll free here at 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Maybe you've got Skype. You want to join us that way? You can hit us up on Skype at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first, and it will be approved, and then it'll be easy to for you to get into talk to us on Skype, sounding better usually on Skype than the phone, so we appreciate it. Again, Skype username lrn.fm.
ExpressCoin.com is the best place to go to get cryptocurrencies. Whether you're looking for Bitcoin or any of the other many of the other cryptocurrencies, they have several over there, including Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, whatever it might be that you're interested in, they've got it. Because you probably heard a lot about Bitcoin on the news, and maybe you've heard a bit about cryptocurrencies, but I think that they're, at this point, they're a technology that is not going to be stopped. It appears as though they are being integrated on more and more websites, and that people are doing business in cryptocurrencies, and it's easy to get them. You just go to ExpressCoin.com. They make it fast and inexpensive, and it's completely legal. They're a licensed money MSB, whatever that is, money services business. And you can go and, you know, just go over there and buy them, whether you want to use a check or money order or wire transfer. They also make it possible for you to go to a credit union right in your town, make a deposit into account. Now, it has to have shared branching. That's important. You can go there, make a deposit. Most of us live within, I don't know, a 10-minute, 15-minute drive of a credit union. So it's relatively easy for you to get started. Just go to get started, ExpressCoin.com. You can even download the app at ExpressCoin.com and do it from your smartphone. Now in Canada, too, by the way, ExpressCoin.com.
Toll-free number again tonight, 855-450-FREE. Mark, you started with a poll, and what organization was doing the polling?
It was Rasmussen. It was the Sun-Times that was the article.
Rasmussen. And you're saying there's record numbers of Americans who are expressing frustration with the system. They don't believe that, you know, the politicians...
It represents them.
Yeah, they don't believe they're being represented. They think the politicians, the incumbents, have a severe advantage.
Yes.
The system is rigged.
Yeah, they use the term rigged.
Yeah, and that the United States government does not have the consent of the governed.
That was 19%. Four out of five people... This is voters, excuse me. Four to five voters,
which I think is a higher
level of sort of buy-in on the political system, because a lot of the people that don't vote don't feel that they have representation. I've seen numbers as low as, I think it was 9% for people who believed, you know, generally. So you can cut that number in half of sort of regular folks.
Okay, so what you're saying is it was 19% of the voters,
voters,
was it?
Correct.
19% of voters believe the government does not have the consent of the governed, which means 81%, that the government, excuse me, the 19% believe the government does have the consent, correct?
Correct.
So 81% thought that the government does not have the consent. That's a huge number of Americans.
I don't know if that's the truth. It says 62% do not think the federal government has the consent of the governed.
Well, so there's a percentage that's not sure.
19% of people are like, I don't know.
Okay. Let's go to the phones here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, the question you'd ask, Mark, was something to the effect of, you know, this is, you know, does the government have your consent? I'm not really sure exactly what you had said there.
Well, I don't. I think that I think it's a very interesting question. Do I think the government has the consent of the governed? To me, when that question's asked, it must have the consent of everyone that it governs in order for it to be
to have
valid.
The consent of the government.
And so, therefore, it could never possibly have the consent of the governed.
Good point. Let's go to David in Colombia, listening to WQXL. Hey, David.
Hi there. How are you guys doing today?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
There's one thing that's always been bothering me, and if you can help me understand it clear, I've been told that at least for the 2012 election that the House should actually be ran by the Democrats based upon the popular vote, and it's not that way because of the gerrymandering of the districts. Is that true?
Well, the districts are jerry-rigged, for one, and gerrymandered, in a very specific system. We call those states, right? So if you were talking about, I don't know the answer to the question that you've asked specifically, which is, you know, should the Democrats be in charge based on a majority vote of all U.S. in the population? But you got to consider that, you know, Vermont has to have its representative, New Hampshire has to have its representatives, and California gets its representative. So there's some, you know, there's some states that are going to be more blue and some states are going to be more red. Yes, I do think that the people that draw the lines tend to draw them in their favor, but oftentimes when it's in a U.S. election, it tends to be bipartisan. Many states, it's left to whatever the House is at the time, which is either red or blue in that particular instance.
Yeah, I've seen some lines. Well, I've seen maps where they showed how districts look, and it's like they're in and out of each other. It's like there's no clear. You know, it's like that's rigged. And as far as the government governing by the consent of the people or with the consent, no, they don't have my consent to do a lot of those things that they're doing.
Well, why do you let me ask you this then. I don't want to jump to a conclusion. Do you pay taxes?
Oh, yes, I do.
Why?
Why? I'm required to.
Scared?
Well, I did go, put it this way. I went years without filing. I went about 18 years without filing.
You don't sound too scared to me.
That's heroic.
At year five, I got scared to file. You know, first I didn't file because they did something wrong to me when I was in the military. And so I said, okay, if the only money you're getting is the money you take out of my check. And so 5 years into it, I, gave up the battle. But then I said, well, if I start filing now, they'll be asking where you've been. So they caught up with me, and I think I owed them initially $1,400. And then they made me angry again, so I stopped paying them. And a couple of years later, they caught up with me. It was about $6,000. And I just finished paying them this year.
So you're paying because you're under the threat of violence, not because you believe that you consent. So you don't consent, but yet you still pay because you're scared of what they'll do to you, right?
Not just that. I do believe that with the machine as big as this nation, and, I am somewhat proud of it from time to time, I believe that we should pay for what we, get, if you will.
But I wonder about this.
Isn't that consent, though?
I sort of feel like you do, oftentimes. Like, there's times when I like what the U.S., the folks in Washington, D.C. have done. And I certainly
was the last time you liked what they did?
Wait a second. And I certainly like the colors red, white, and blue. I'm fond of those. And I like a good screaming eagle as much as the next guy. But I do wonder, what do the people in Washington, D.C. do that really affects me? I mean, they've got the military, and that's really all they've got. Most of the time, they take money.
It affects you by them passing regulations.
No. I'm talking about what do they do for me? What does Washington do?
Damn thing.
Well, actually, they're a circus for the most part. And I think we as a nation, though, we are pretty much protected from outsiders, if you will, as far as an invading.
Are you protected from the government, though?
No.
Well, so I'd agree with you on the military, but consider this for a second. The U.S. military protects all kinds of people around the world in all sorts of different nations, and they don't pay for it. Why the heck should you?
Never thought about it like that.
Thanks for
I mean,
the
Costa
call,
Rica
man.
Doesn't pay.
Appreciate it.
Japan wasn't even allowed to have an outside
Appreciate
military.
Hearing from you, David. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Seemed a little confused. Like, on one hand, David said he doesn't consent. On the other hand, he wants to pay for the things that he likes that the federal government does. So it would seem that you'd have to opt out of the entire thing to me. Like, if you didn't consent with what the federal government did, that you shouldn't pay for them, you shouldn't do what they say, you shouldn't recognize them and show them appreciation. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here on the Live Saturday edition. You can take control at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733, and you can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. You know what? Online privacy is really important, and of course, the more that's revealed by Edward Snowden, for instance, should be proving that to anyone paying attention. So if you are paying attention, but yet you haven't taken the time to do anything about it, that is your privacy, you can by going to proxpn.com/FTL. It only takes a moment to download the ProXPN software and get it installed. Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. Software exists for all of those. Plus, if you're a Linux user, you can make ProXPN work. It's just a little bit of a different process. Whatever operating system you're on, ProXPN can likely help you. ProXPN.com/FTL. Get the software installed and your internet connection will become encrypted, meaning your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online. And right now, they probably know everything you're doing. They're probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter. So if you want to stop that from happening, go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the software and get started, and then update or upgrade rather to the premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to connect to, and the ability to privately torrent. Plus, ProXPN can help you get around regionally blocked websites. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they don't keep records of your online surfing habits. At proxpn.com/FTL, use our code FTL20, and it'll get a good 20% off the price of that premium account if you, by the way, buy the annual plan that breaks the price down to $5 a month. Code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. As we continue here, we've been talking about voting and the system in general and people in America and their disappointment. Which is apparently more palpable now than ever, according to a recent Rasmussen poll, yep. Mark, that you've got. We'll post the poll, by the way, on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter here in a little bit, so you can look for it and dig into all the numbers and break it down even further than we're breaking it down for you here on the air. But some interesting statistics. 19% of Americans say they think that the American government has the consent of the governed. That means a whole lot of people don't think that they have consent. But what does it really mean? I mean, this is my question on this. What does it mean to not consent? What does it mean to you to not consent? If you're somebody who believes that you're not wanting to consent to the government, to the U.S. state, to the United States, then how do you display that? Is it just a private thing where you're upset at the government and you're angry, but yet you keep doing everything they say? Because that's, by all outside views, it looks like consent, right? If you're just going along to get along while you secretly or quietly to your friends grumble about the state and all the things you don't like about it, it's still consent, isn't it? Like if you keep doing what you're told to do. I guess you could argue that you're under duress, and so therefore it's not consent because, they're threatening you. I mean, behind every government rule, behind every government program is a gun. There's the threat of violence against you.
I think you're taking this entirely differently, Ian. You're looking at this through your voluntarist colored glasses.
As a voluntarist, I believe all human interaction should be consensual.
Absolutely. But I don't think the vast majority of people have the philosophy that you have. All they understand is that that Washington, D.C. is a corrupting force,
yeah.
And that their politicians have been corrupted. At the very least, other people's politicians have been corrupted because they may continue to vote for their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that the system, the politicians necessarily have created a system over 200 and something years that make it difficult for them to be kicked out and for new people to be put in. Because that's in the interest of both sides, Republican or Democrat, to keep the status quo going. None of them want to lose their jobs, so they're willing to vote with the other ones to make it harder for people to take their jobs away from them. And then when you have or an organization of people who are, become less and less accountable over time, those people are going to be more and more corrupt. So what we have, sadly, is a system that rewards corruption and punishes openness, punishes honesty, punishes fairness. You don't want that. That's a bad system. The founders didn't have any real good system to prevent this either. What they said, what Jefferson said, was the tree of liberty must be now and again watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots, right? What they said was, every once in a while you just got to get some guns and kill some mamma jammas. And
well, I don't think that's
a bad system,
yeah,
right?
I don't think that's going to work.
We're told our whole lives the social contract exists, but apparently the social contract itself is corrupt.
Well, prove the contract exists. There's no evidence of it whatsoever. We've got Teresa on the line. Your thoughts are welcome here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. Teresa, you're on the air calling from Atlantic City, listening to WPG.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I want to talk to you. First of all, I want to thank you guys. I went blind about 7 years ago from juvenile diabetes. And
nice.
That's when I discovered talk radio and you guys and just made me feel like I could get into the game again.
All right.
My taxes. All right. Now, I've been working since I was 13. And I raised 5 kids on my own. Their father passed away. God rest his soul. I worked 2 jobs at that time. At the age of 48, I was told that I would be blind within 1 year, and I was. But I wasn't really, I was scared about the blindness, but not, I thought, okay, all these years they have taxed my tips. And then after they stopped that, and they started taxing food sales instead, even though someone didn't leave necessarily 5% or 10% or whatever it was at the time. I've been doing it a long time. They taxed your entire food sales rather than what you actually received, and which was a big chunk. a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there was times when I got checks that said minus $50.
Because of the $2.12 or whatever you were paid as a server per hour?
In the beginning, believe it or not, it was 75 cents. And when I turned 48, it was $2.19.
Okay, yeah. I knew I was close.
I mean, you were very close. I know you're the one, actually, almost.
Well, I did it for a living.
Waitress in Oklahoma, and that's about what she's making.
So they took money from you because of the way they changed the calculations for taxes?
Yes.
Basically, yes.
Wow.
And when I applied for, here I am, I know I'm going to go blind, and, you know, I better apply for this, you know, disability that I thought I was paying into since I've been 13 years old.
Basically. You thought they were going to take care of you. You figured, I've been paying in this whole time, and so you figured you were owed something. Go ahead, what happened?
Right, and not even necessarily owed. I thought, you know, it was because I paid into it. And,
sure.
You know, raising five kids wasn't easy. Two jobs wasn't easy. But I did it, and I'm proud of it. They're all grown. I have 8 grandchildren, 1 more on the way. So thank God for that. But here I am doing this. This is back when I was 48. I'm 54 now. And what happened was they not only did not, well, they didn't deny me disability, they denied me, they put me on SSI because I didn't make enough money for disability.
One has to make a certain amount of money for disability?
Which I never knew. Whether I'm blind or not, even though I am totally blind, completely now, see nothing but white all the time. Thank you, George.
Teresa, I'm sorry to hear that story, and it's not an uncommon
it's
story.
It's not fair, and I just want to let your listeners know that if they are servers, they need to look into this because
it's actually it's something they could do to anybody. And I thank you for the call, Teresa. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. People think that they create an expectation, right? The government guys are there saying things to you, like the politicians, that it's our job to take care of you and things like this, which, of course, shouldn't be the job of government.
If it was their job, they would be held accountable for it, and they are not.
That's the point, right? Like, they say a lot. And they make a lot of promises, and, oh, well, there's been all these taxes taken out of my check, so it makes sense that they should do something for me someday. And then when the time comes for them to, whether it's get the disability that she was trying to do, or like a military veteran trying to get treatment, or one of the military guys trying to go to school on the scholarships, turns out a lot of times the promises that were made weren't even near what the reality is.
But
and
we
people
as,
get bummed out about
we
that.
We as people know that politician is synonymous with liar. Why do we continue to do it?
The toll-free number, you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You make a deal with the state, and don't be surprised when they change the rules on you and screw you. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic historic lows. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, the toll-free airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you have something to say to an international audience listening globally, as far away as Cameroon, Africa,
hundreds of thousands of people,
you can reach them by dialing those numbers. You can also reach them by connecting with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio. We've been talking about Americans' frustrations with government, their distrust towards government, their lack of consent towards the government.
Well, this might be sort of arguably one of the more nationalistic and patriotic countries. Don't you think that the majority of people around the world feel even more so when they say that one out of five people voters in this country believe that this government has the consent of the governed? Wouldn't you believe that number's even lower
in other countries,
voters in other countries, and even lower than that of people that don't vote? Because here in this country, it's like 1 in 10. Of just general people believe this government has the consent of the governed. Now, we have a special situation in which the founding documents actually say that the government comes from the consent of the governed.
It says that in the New Hampshire Constitution as well.
Ultimately, that's true everywhere.
That you have the right of conscience. That ultimately that the right of conscience cannot be taken away.
And the right of conscience is clearly individual, not group oriented.
Correct.
You see, in the Declaration of Independence, it says the consent of the governed. Now, that could be considered individual or plural, right? Mm-hmm. Like all of the governed people or each one of the governed people.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you consenting? And if you're not, how do you prove that? Robert is listening in Yakima, Washington to KUSA. Hey, Robert.
Hi, I just want to tell you guys, I've been listening to your show for several years in Yakima, Washington here. I'm not from here. I'm from Massachusetts originally. I've been on the West Coast for about 35 years.
Oh, right on. Yeah, we've been on for a long time in Yakima. It's one of our longest running radio stations, so glad you've been enjoying the show. What did you want to share with our audience tonight?
Well, the individual called about the IRS, I'd just like to say there's other options involved to retire that debt, so to speak. And one of them, and I did this, I didn't file taxes for almost 10 years. And then I went to file because I had to buy a house. I wanted to buy a house because I got married. And I went through a lot of different things and hired an attorney, and we worked through it all. And I did buy the house. It was an FHA loan, so to speak. So what happened was the IRS worked with me, and that went pretty well. Then I had a divorce and what had you afterwards. And I had an IRS agent come to my house, and we talked the situation over without an attorney, just him and I. And he advised me, it's a three-year-old debt. You made your monthly payment, say, of $200 a month. Go bankrupt on us. You owe us $60,000. And I did. And then that year, the next filing year, because I was a single parent with two kids, I got my tax return back just like that.
Hmm. So you paid off $60,000?
Well, he paid it off by going bankrupt. I mean, he wrote off
$60,000. This is back in 95. It has to be a three-year-old debt.
So you can go bankrupt against IRS?
As long as it's 3 years old is what he's claiming.
That's interesting. I didn't know
that. The law may have changed.
Yeah, I don't know what the law is, and I don't care, because I don't consent to it. And I, you know, with regard to the IRS, I really am upset that people are calling it I owe them, you know, like just speaking in terms that you owe them something. To suggest that you owe the IRS something suggests there was some sort of pre-existing agreement which you violated, and that doesn't exist. Just because you signed their forms under the threat of penalty of perjury and the threat of violence against you, that doesn't mean that you're consenting to them or that you owe them anything in a legitimate means. You could say that, you know, they say you owe them this and that they will hurt you if you don't pay them, but you don't actually legitimately owe them anything in my from my perspective.
Correct, in our perspective, so to speak. But they also, they never garnished my wages, and they never took anything from my bank account. They did put a lien on my house, and that was the extent of it. And then when I went bankrupt on them, it was a done deal. Never had
the lien. The lien was removed?
Yes, and I sold the house, so the house was taken away.
Right, because you're going through bankruptcy, you're not going to be able to hold on to your house, right? Hey, thanks, Robert. I appreciate the call tonight. I appreciate you.
Quickly. Ross Mizenpol is correct, and you guys are great, and keep plugging away.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate the call tonight. Enjoy the listening out in Yakima. By the way, I did a quick check. KBBO, they call themselves KUSA on the air. The official FCC calls KBBO. They've been with us the longest of all of our 150-plus radio stations. Yakima, Washington, at this time, is the longest-running radio station since 2005.
Yeah, that's when I was aware that there was a place called Yakima. I just thought that it was that thing, like a case that people put on the top of their cars. Because there's somebody in Yakima manufactures the Yakima ski thing that you put on the top of your car. And I just thought it was a name brand.
So let's continue with Liberty Phoenix via Skype. Hello, Phoenix. You're on from Illinois. Do we have Liberty Phoenix on Skype? Liberty Phoenix going once? Liberty Phoenix going twice?
My mute was on. My apologies.
Gotta look out for that. Go ahead, sir.
It's a pleasure to be on with you guys again.
A little hot. I don't know if you can back away from your microphone like an inch or something like that.
There we go. How's that?
Better.
Much better.
You guys were talking about consent and what do you do when you don't consent to the government and all their illegalities and immorality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right there with you, Ian. I absolutely cannot continue to just go along to get along anymore. It physically makes me ill when I even think about going back to my unit or paying taxes or anything, or even stopping at a freaking stop sign.
Stop signs are a good idea, mind you.
Yeah, well, as long as safety is involved. You know, I mean, if there's, like, cars coming and it's a busy intersection, of course. But, you know, if there's no one there, whatever. I'm going to California roll it every time.
Mm-hmm.
But what do I do to show that I do not consent? I've chosen to stop paying taxes. I'm not going to do it again, and I'm probably going to go to prison for it. So be it. I mean, that's the price you pay.
Odds are good.
Tens of thousands of, if not hundreds of thousands. There's, probably hundreds of thousands of people in this country.
Right. You're going to say who don't pay taxes.
Simply do not file, do not pay taxes.
But you do have to accept that as a possibility.
Absolutely.
You're going to go that far, you've got to be willing to understand that that is something they could do to you, although it's Probably unlikely.
Usually what they do is they go after people
Wesley
who are
Snipes.
Wealthy, famous,
high profile,
especially both.
Richard Hatch. Yeah. Like.
Well, you know, as and it's, there's more that you can do than just that.
Sure.
You can not register your vehicles. You can not get a license. You don't need these permission slips in order to live free. Like, I can get into my vehicle, turn the key, and it works just fine without a license.
Well, I mean, you can not do those
it
things.
It does not work just fine.
You also have to know that there are potential consequences. And we know some heroic people who have lived their lives this way, where they have not gotten the government permission slip. I don't know if you had a chance to meet Jay Noon at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Briefly.
But he was there, and he's one of those guys who does not have a government license, and he has, you know, he's had multiple arrests as a result of that. As long as you're willing to go through that, once you're willing to go through their cage, there's very little that they can do to truly control you.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that wants to live free, I mean, it just has to be something that you accept, that it, at one point in time, you're probably more than likely going to be put inside of a cage for just living free and not hurting anyone and being a good person. Good Lord. What a world.
Well, the problem comes, one of the problems coming with freedom to travel activism is that, at least here in New Hampshire, I don't know how it is in Illinois, but I imagine this similar circumstance exists in a lot of states. They have what's called a habitual offender law. So the first few times, two or three arrests, you know, for like driving without a license or driving while license suspended or registration suspended, that kind of thing, you'll get through those okay, but eventually if you get enough convictions, they'll hit you with habitual offender, and then the next arrest after that's a year mandatory minimum in jail just for driving. So, you know, there is risk involved, and it would still be good to change the system if we can to not punish people who haven't hurt anybody else. But I you know, again, I think that it's heroic what you're doing there, Liberty Phoenix, and I appreciate it. Anything else you want to share tonight?
That'd be about it, guys. You know, the outrageousness and ridiculousness of the state never ceases to amaze me.
Thanks.
A year in jail.
Thanks for the call
outrageous.
Tonight. Yeah, I was in there with a guy who was there for a year. When I was there for doing civil disobedience, standing peacefully in front of a police car as they were arresting a friend of mine for an open container in the park, I met a guy who was in jail for a year for literally driving to work. He was a manager at a Bickford's, which is a, like a kind of breakfasty Denny's-like place in New England, I guess. And he was just going to work trying to feed his family. He wasn't going to work drunk or anything like that. He was just driving to work, but because he had that, his, you know, that ding on his record in the past, that meant a year in jail. And there are some guys who go to prison.
If you don't want a driver's license, you could always get a horse. You know, they have those. You know, you just go, all right, that's the way it was. You didn't have to have a license for a horse now. And by the way, they have to give you, drivers are supposed to give you right-of-way if you're on a horse.
Maybe here in New Hampshire, I don't know if the rules are all the same everywhere. Keep that in mind.
A lot of places with where horses were around before cars.
Keep it in mind, your mileage may vary on that. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Do you consent to the state? And if you do, how do you show it? This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livindi Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.